was that? I didn't catch the call. KA3JC.
Richard, it's Patrick, KO4HKX. How are you?
I'm doing okay, Patrick. I just still having a hard time getting the blood pressure down. It's way up almost to 200. So they're just having to find out what's going on.
Well, hopefully they get it figured out here soon and get you back squared away. Appreciate you letting us know that you were in the hospital.
Yeah, I hate when it happens like that because I'm still trying to break Sally in to get back on the radio good. She's slowly but surely getting there, but she just has her mama, and her mama's older than I am, and so she's worried about her and so forth like that, but she won't reach out and ask for any help if she needs it. She'll call me and then leave it up to me, but I just want to make sure that I get okay, get better in here. KA3JC on Echo Link.
Yeah, that's for sure. You got to take care of yourself before you can take care of somebody else. So hopefully things go quick and you can get back out of there and get home.
Yeah, they're talking 3 to 4 days. So I came in yesterday afternoon. So they started one dose last night, but so far there's been no change. So it'll probably be today, Saturday, and Sunday. I'll probably come home Sunday, Monday at the latest, but we'll see what happens here. I mean, I feel okay other than just the constant palpitations, but Dave told me about something yesterday about them cauterizing a nerve, and I'm going to talk to the doctor today when he comes in and just ask him that same question and see what he says.
Well, roger that. So you're looking at Monday being able to come home. But if there's anything you can do, just let one of us know and we'll try to do our best to get it done for you.
Appreciate that, Patrick. Yeah, I should be coming home Sunday, Monday at the latest, but right now I'm counting that 3 days is today, Saturday, and Sunday, but it all depends on what happens as far as if they can get this blood pressure down.
Well, we'll definitely be praying for you, and like I said, if you just reach out to one of us and let one know, we'll let the other ones know.
Okay, I appreciate that. Yes, yeah, Sally, I don't foresee any problems, but she's taking Ashley and her mama to a concert tonight to see Mercy Me and Bonsecours. And then tomorrow morning she's got to get up bright and early. She's going up to Asheville to pick up her niece to come down for a week for Thanksgiving. So hopefully she won't have any issues. KA3JCA.
Well, hopefully not. I hope everything goes smooth and she gets to enjoy the time with her niece.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. At least I'll be out of here in time to spend a day or two with her before she has to go back. But I was hoping to be up early this morning. But I was up and down all night, like sleeping 20 minutes, 30 minutes, and up for an hour or so. And I think I fell asleep with the 5:30 mark because I was going to get up and talk to the crowd this morning. But it didn't work out like I wanted it to.
I was hoping to sleep in this morning, and that didn't work. I was up at 5 o'clock this morning.
That's right. Today's your Friday. Today's your work day at home, so that's right. But at least you didn't have to drive down into the valley here, I guess you call it. So, but, so, alrighty. Well, for some reason, my throat's getting dry here. I don't know why. So, but thanks for coming back to me this morning, Patrick. I appreciate it. You know, I'm going to log in occasionally throughout the day. I'm going to try to save my phone battery as much as I can. So, alrighty, sir. If you hear anybody else, Chad and Jerry and Ken and them and Andrew, just tell them I said hello. KA3JCA, clear up viewers.
pictured. I'll make sure to give everybody an update. That way, kind of try to keep everybody in the loop about what's going on. You take care of yourself and get to feeling better. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 73s.
Put back the guy. I tried to call Shade last night. I know I got a text message from him, so I think he got the word. But I wasn't sure. I think at 3 o'clock this morning, I tried to think he might be on his way back from Atlanta, but I wasn't sure if he was on or off. So, but all right. Thank you very much again, KA3JCA.
KO4HK. Yeah, I let Shane know, and I talked to him this morning, and he may be listening right now. If not, I'm surprised he hadn't jumped in, because I just talked to him. He's making the switch to getting his personal truck to head home. So, he may be around here in a few minutes, but I'll let him know I talked to you and give him an update.
Thank you very much. KA3JCA.